proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and with me in studio is our good friend, Joey Clapp. Welcome to the studio, Joey.
Thanks. Thanks again for having me.
Joey is one of our workers, and he and his wife, Leah, minister in New York City. And on our last program, we talked about his personal testimony as far as his call to the Russian-speaking people. And Lord has directed their attention to New York City. And Joey, can you give us just an idea of New York City as a mission field? A lot of people don't think that way, but can you explain a little bit about where you live and some of the areas that are around you?
Absolutely. We had no idea that New York City was even a mission field to be considered. While I was in Bible school, we had a pastor that's actually ministering there in Manhattan, still does, and he came through our Preacher Boys class and just kind of presented New York City as a mission field. And we had no idea. I mean, New York City is the place you go to see the Statue of Liberty, maybe see some tall buildings, Times Square, that kind of thing. But we never thought of New York City as a mission field. But man, the peoples that are represented in New York City are endless. I mean, a lot of people have said it's the whole world squished up into 24 square miles. And really, that's what it is. I mean, every nationality is represented. Just about every language in the world is represented. And, you know, we have several friends who have been kicked out of maybe a country that they were ministering in. And the very next place that they went is New York City, because there was just as many people from that country in New York City as there were in the country that they were ministering in that they got kicked out of. And so it's very intriguing, and honestly, in a lot of ways, New York City is a pioneer mission field because no one thinks of New York City as a mission field. And so most people groups, when they come and settle together, they're left alone. No one ever gives them the gospel because they think, oh, well, they're in America. They can come to a church. But a lot of times that just doesn't work because their English simply isn't good enough to sit through a service and listen to and understand the gospel.
Joey, and speaking about these different ethnic groups that are there, again, you're focusing on the Russian-speaking people, and that's an interesting field in itself, but can you give us a little bit of a description or information concerning that people group in New York City?
I got to tell you, when we go to different churches and present our ministry to Russian-speaking Jewish people in New York City, probably the first question that we always get asked is, well, after those 14 people get saved, then what are you going to do with the rest of your ministry? And though we laugh about that, it's true. A lot of people think, well, that's such a specific people group. There are actually 600,000 Russian-speaking people in New York City, most of whom are Jewish. And I tell people all the time, if I planted churches for the rest of my life in New York City among Russian-speaking people and planted, you know, 100 churches, which is outrageous, it would be a drop in the bucket, you know, in relation to the 600,000 Russian-speaking people in New York City. Most of these Russian-speaking people, if they've come any time after high school, their English just isn't real good. Just because if you come during high school, you have to go to school, you have to learn English. But if you come after high school, there's a large enough Russian-speaking population that honestly, when you go to the doctor, you know, you probably speak English with your doctor. But when these people go to the doctor in New York City, in their neighborhood, they speak Russian with their doctor. When they go to the grocery store, they speak Russian with the clerks. They, you know, everything is done in Russian in their community. And so, honestly, when I stand there and give them the gospel in English, they're just not understanding. They don't understand. Not to mention, Russian is their heart language, and so we're passionate about ministering in Russian and helping Russian-speaking people to understand the gospel.
Well, the book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 9 says, "The Lord's voice crieth unto the city," and the Claps have answered that call to that cry, and they are ministering with the Russian-speaking people. And again, we have Joey Clapp here with us today. It's been a blessing to having him here. I invite you to pray for them. Of course, pray for the Jewish people that their lives will be changed by the Messiah. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.